the name of the Father, and the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Jesus is Lord. This is one of the earliest Christian confessions, one of the earliest creeds, and it's been confessed by Christians down through the centuries, even today, even by you. Consider for a moment when you've confessed Jesus as Lord. At both baptism and your confirmation, you were asked, "Do you believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord?" To this, you responded, "Yes, I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord." You confess Jesus as Lord every time you say the creeds. "I believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ." And you confess this when you recite the small catechism. "I believe that Jesus Christ, true God, begotten of the Father from eternity, and also true man, born of the Virgin Mary, is my Lord." And the fact that you not only confess this, but believe it, is a gift from God. In his letter to the Corinthians, St. Paul writes, "No one can say that Jesus is Lord except in the Holy Spirit." And this is a most necessary confession as well. In his letter to the Romans, St. Paul writes, "If you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved." And so Jesus is Lord. This is central to what we believe, teach, and confess as Christians. And yet, in the text for this Palm Sunday, we see what kind of Lord we have. Our Lord is one who rides into Jerusalem on a lowly pack animal, accompanied by men who will betray him, who will deny him, who will flee from him in the face of death. Our Lord is one who stands trial before Pilate, even though he was declared innocent 3 times. He's delivered over to death by crucifixion, to die a criminal's death. Our Lord is one who is scourged by soldiers, mocked by them as they stripped him of his clothes, put a scarlet robe on him, put a crown of thorns on his head and a reed in his right hand. Our Lord is one who is nailed to a cross, who hangs naked upon it, who is mocked by those around him until he breathes his last and dies. Fellow redeemed, this is our Lord. And to hear all of this and then to confess that this man is our Lord may seem a little strange, if not absurd. It certainly is to the world around us who rejects Jesus as Lord. It's no wonder why St. Paul writes in his letter to the Corinthians, "The word of the cross is folly to those who are perishing." Shouldn't a Lord be one who is powerful, almighty, one who has authority, who is able to conquer and defeat? Look at the Roman emperor. He was called a Lord. He ruled an empire that encompassed the entire Mediterranean world. An empire that stretched from England to Syria, from North Africa to Germany. Now that's power. That's strength. That's might. That's a Lord, right? Compared to Jesus, mocked, scourged, dies a criminal's death. And yet, as Christians, we don't walk by what we see with our eyes. We walk by faith in what God says. And what he says is this: though Jesus was in the form of God, did not count equality with God a thing to be grasped, but emptied himself by taking on the form of a servant, being born in the likeness of men, and being found in human form, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. There's no comparing the lords of this world to our Lord Jesus. The lords of this world were mere men, while Jesus is God, the second person of the Holy Trinity. However, he didn't consider this equality with God something to be grasped, something that could be clung to for his advantage. Instead, in order to save man from sin and eternal death, God himself emptied himself. He took on the form of a servant, a slave, when he was born in the likeness of men. Conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, the Son of God takes on human flesh and blood to serve us. And the serving defies all human logic. It defines all rationality. St. Paul tells us, in being found in human form, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on the cross. Truth be told, this is what we deserve. Conceived and born in sin, we sin in thought, in word, in deed. We've sinned against God. We've sinned against our neighbor. And as a result, we deserve God's wrath and eternal punishment in hell. And yet, in love for us, God himself, the Lord of heaven and earth, humbles himself. He takes on human flesh and blood in order to redeem human flesh and blood. He places himself under his law, keeping it perfectly. And bearing our sin in his flesh, our Lord Jesus goes to the cross, suffering the Father's wrath and the death that our sin merits. And yet, we know that this isn't the end. St. Paul goes on to write, therefore God has highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name that is above every name, so that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, and in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. The first Christians confessed Jesus as Lord because God raised Jesus from the dead. And by the resurrection, the Father vindicates Jesus, who humbled himself to the point of death, even death on the cross. And in the ascension, the Father exalted Jesus as he seated him at his right hand. God highly exalted Jesus over all things and gave him the name that is above every name. Jesus is Lord. And the Large Catechism summarizes it this way. The little word Lord simply means the same as Redeemer. It means one that has been one who has brought us from Satan to God, from death to life, from sin to righteousness, and preserves us in the same. But all the points that follow in this article serve no other purpose than to explain and express this redemption. They explain how and by whom it was accomplished. They explain how much it cost him and what he spent and risked so that he might win us and bring us under his dominion. Explains that he became man, was conceived and born without sin from the Holy Spirit and from the Virgin Mary, so that he might overcome sin. Further, it explains that he suffered, died, and was buried so that he might make satisfaction for me and pay what I owe, not with silver or gold, but with his own precious blood. And he did all of this in order to become my Lord. Fellow redeemed, the day will come when all will confess Jesus is Lord. For those who rejected Jesus during this life and refused to believe in him, it will be a sorrowful admission of those facing damnation, those facing death. Yet for those who have confessed this during their lives, these words will be raised in exaltation and praise. And we confess Jesus as Lord even now. Not just by what you say within these walls of the church, but in how you live your lives. St. Paul says prior to our text, do nothing from rivalry or conceit, but in humility count others more significant than yourselves. Let each of you look not only to his own interest, but also to the interest of others. The way Jesus lived now becomes the model for our lives. We count others as more important than ourselves. We look not only to our own interests, but also to the interests of others. After all, our Lord Jesus Christ showed his love for us by humbling himself all the way to the point of death. So, fellow redeemed, on this Palm Sunday, on this, the first day of the most holiest weeks of the church year, we declare that the Jesus who humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on the cross, he is our Lord. And while this sounds absurd to the world around us, it is our life in a dying world. And so we rejoice in this confession, now and into the future, when on the last day, every knee will bow at the name of Jesus, in heaven and on earth and under the earth. And every tongue will confess that Jesus is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.